Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Certainly, what a night last night for the Milwaukee Bucks, breaking a record that, I mean, you would think some other team would have, you know, been able to break 28 made three-pointers. But no, it was all the Bucks last night. And to talk more about it, on the Schneider Orange Hotline is the general manager of your Milwaukee Bucks, John Horst. John, what's going on?
Hey, Joe, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, last night was just incredible to watch. I know, unfortunately, for some Bucks fans, they weren't able to see history being made because TNT bailed a little too early on the game. But nonetheless, that was an incredible game from the Bucks, especially for the fact that, you know, things didn't go so well a couple nights ago in New York, and Giannis kind of made a statement to the team, and boy, did that pay off.
Yeah, I mean, great night for the Bucks last night. Most importantly, to get the win. You know, our league is a crazy league. Sometimes you can go from shooting below 20% from three against the Knicks and having one of those nights to an NBA record-setting night last night against the Heat. And you know, I don't know that we're going to make 29 or 33s every night this season, but I do think we have a really good shooting team. We're intentional. We talked a lot about, you know, adding to our shot making and shot creation in the off season, and I think, you know, not only did we make a bunch of threes as a team last night, but to have 12 players make a three in the game is also an NBA record. And in some ways, I think I'm more proud of that. It just shows the versatility of our roster and the completeness of our roster, and hopefully a sign of more to come.
Yeah, and I'm sure you have to feel pretty good too, because, you know, there's a lot of new faces on this basketball team, and you really had to change things around. And, you know, obviously it starts with Jrue Holiday. Looking at Jrue Holiday last night, this guy, it just feels like he has had chemistry with everyone for a while. Like, it's hard to believe this is only his fourth game, and to be playing at this level, that is really awesome to see.
Yeah, Drew's a true professional, ultimate competitor, a great teammate, a great person, and a really, really good player. And yeah, I'm glad that Milwaukee's getting to see and the NBA is getting to see you know, what we're hopeful of with Jrue Holiday and the reasons that we aggressively pursued him, and we're excited to have him, you know, become part of our basketball team. And I think, you know, Drew's skill set, but his personality and all the things that he brings to the table, I think are going to be a difference maker for us this season and going forward. And that's the bet. That's the hope. And so far, so good, you know, and looking for more to come.
Yeah, I am just a big fan of Jrue Holiday, and he certainly is a class act for sure. We're talking with the general manager of your Milwaukee Bucks, John Horst, here on the Bill Michaels Show. So let me go back a little bit to Giannis and the extension. I mean, I have to talk about this. And obviously, John, I know you're not going to get into like specifics on the negotiations and all of that. Like, that's not going to happen. But, you know, you and Giannis go way back, and I've heard you talk about recently just how close you are with Giannis. But did it ever cross your mind as the negotiations were going on? Was there ever any doubt in your mind where you're like, man, what if he doesn't sign this? What if this could be his last season as a Buck? Like, did that doubt ever show up? Did you ever lose any sleep over it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, And both things can be true. I think Giannis and I have a great relationship. We have a long-standing relationship. I love him not only as a player and someone that I'm fortunate to work with every day, but as a person and someone that I call a friend and consider part of my family. And but both things can be true. That is true. And you can also lose sleep over a decision in a moment that's as big as it was and is for our franchise and our league and for his life and my life and everyone that's associated with it. So it is a major decision, a major moment in time that we navigated and we worked through, and I'm very happy and thankful for the outcome of it. And at the same time, and Giannis knows this, that, you know, if we would have went in a different route and and for whatever reason decided not to do an extension at this time, that's something that, you know, that myself and the organization would have respected and supported and worked with him accordingly as well on that. So it was a great moment, a great experience, great to be part of, but also very, very happy. And I know he is too, to have that locked in and secured and done with and continue to build our team and work on getting better every day and trying to accomplish our ultimate goals.
Yeah, and
so,
lost. Yeah, go ahead. I was watching two weeks ago, the video that the Bucks put out on Twitter of, you know, you're there, ownership is there, his agent is there, and there's Giannis signing on the dotted line. And I could just see how ecstatic everyone was in that room. I mean, it was just such a great moment and a great day for everybody involved. I'm curious, John, like, you know, you've done a lot of negotiating with so many different players when it comes to contracts and stuff. For you, like, what are some of the biggest challenges as a GM when you go into those negotiations trying to figure out what is going to be the best compromise that can be had between both sides?
Yeah, I think maybe one of the biggest challenges in things that, you know, continue to learn and evolve and grow, and I don't know that this applies, you know, in all walks of life, but I can tell you it applies in sports and it applies, I think, in all organizations. The perception that, you know, it's all about the money, it's just not true. And to get yourself past that, you know, in a negotiation and try to figure out what matters with players and with people. And, you know, often I've found that it matters that they want to have a place where they can win, where they're loved and respected, where their family is taken care of, and where they want to enjoy, you know, coming to work every single day. And, I mean, it's deeper than that. It's more complex than that. But those are some of the things that I've learned and taken away from, you know, a lot of these negotiations. And, of course, money matters. It always is going to matter. But those other things are major deciding factors in a lot of decisions for people. And my bet is that matters in any walk of life. It's not just in professional sports. But I can tell you in sports it definitely does, because these guys like the routines and they like continuity and they like stability. And you got to figure out a way to give them that and prove them that you can give them that.
Again, we're talking with Bucks general manager John Horst here on the Bill Michaels Show. And you know what else is really satisfying to me, John, and I know it's satisfying to you? You know, Milwaukee doesn't have the reputation of being this Siberia where it's just, well, I don't want to play there. It's Milwaukee. I mean, we've seen now the last few years, I mean, it helps having Giannis on your team, but we have seen so many seasoned, prominent veterans play for this basketball team. And, man, if you would have told me that 10 years ago, I might have said you're crazy. Milwaukee is not that, you know, stereotypical town where it's just, yeah, that's just where the leftover players go.
Yeah, Joe, it's you said, you know, of course it helps having Giannis. I would say it starts with having Giannis. And I don't want to oversell it. I'm just selling it accurately and fairly. Yep. When you have a chance to play with the best player in the world who happens to be the best person, who's an incredible teammate, incredible ambassador for the organization and for the community, and he's not even in his prime yet and is now committed to be the organization for, you know, years to come, that sets the tone for everything. And then, you know, to the credit of our ownership group with Mark Lasry and Wes Edens and Jamie Dimon, and in the business side with Peter Fagan and Coach Bud, the culture that he set, then you have an organization that resources winning in every manner, you know, and they invest in the team in every manner, and they're willing to spend, and they're willing to spend time and spend money and assets to really grow this thing to be great, not only great on the floor, but great off the floor. And I think that combination is lethal and has given us a chance to recruit and maintain talent and sustain success, and we want to continue to do that and continue to knock on the door and be in a position to hopefully win at the highest level.
Let me go back to Giannis for a minute. Again, we're talking with John Horst, GM of the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, with your relationship with him, the one thing that, as we watched Giannis ascend, the one question I had was, you know, this is a kid coming from Greece, you know, who has just worked his tail off throughout his whole life. He's super humble. I mean, look at his personality. He's relatable to all of the fans involved. And, you know, the one thing about stardom, especially in the NBA, it can go to your head really fast. And there are, as we know, many star players have egos. What I love about Giannis, John, is Giannis has not changed one bit. That stardom has not gone to his head, and he is the same kid that we saw when he was first drafted by this team. That is just so incredible, and I think that's what distinguishes Giannis from everyone else in the league.
Giannis is grounded in you know, what matters to him and in the morals and the ethics that he was raised on with his family and the culture that he grew up in and his experiences. And I think, like any person, you are as good as your foundation and how you were raised and how you grew up and what grounds you and what keeps you humble and keeps you focused. And Giannis has a great sense for that, and he's reflective on that, and he cares about that. And so, again, just a credit to him as a person and for us, you know, in our city, in our state, to have the MVP of our league and the best player in the world not only be those things but also be an incredible person is really, really special. And I hope that, you know, I know I say it every day. I hope everyone that loves the Bucks and loves Giannis says it every day. And if they get a chance to say it to him, just say thank you. I mean, what an incredible opportunity for us to be part of this and to share in this with him and be the person that you get to do it with. Be honest, it's incredible.
Just a couple more here with Bucks general manager John Horst here on the Bill Michaels Show. John, this question I'm very curious about, because I know you don't have a Twitter account, I think, but you know, social media in this day and age is just so, so big, and there's so many different things going on. You know, obviously, you got insiders breaking stories, you have fan reaction, positive and negative. I'm just curious, like, does social media ever influence you at all? Do you ever pay attention to it? Do you ever ask anyone else in the front office about what people are saying? I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that.
Well, although I'm not an active social media person in terms of tweeting and messaging, I am not completely naive or blind to social media. So I follow, I track. There's obviously a lot of benefits in our organization to understanding the news that's being broken and stories that are going on. There's actually, I think, a lot of really intelligent content online that you can, you know, get some great takeaways from. But I don't personally, no, I don't react or make decisions based on things that are being said about the Bucks or different things like that. But to say that we just ignore it and don't follow, that would be negligent. I think there's a ton of great productive content and use for social media. And obviously, a lot of people enjoy it and use it for personal reasons, and that's just not my speed, not my interest.
Yeah, I figured as much. One more with John Horst, GM of the Milwaukee Bucks, here on the Bill Michaels Show. Has there been any discussions maybe later on this season where there could be some fans back at Fiserv Forum, or is that just more of an NBA thing, or is it a City of Milwaukee thing? I mean, is there any hope at all for that?
Yeah, I think there's hope for that. I think that, you know, the NBA, obviously, start with them. They're going to treat everything with the utmost care and respect for health and safety for our players and our fans and our communities. And I think after that, it really becomes an organizational decision based on their, you know, partnership and relationship with the municipalities. And I think that's a lot to work through. But I can tell you that we have great relationships with the NBA, City of Milwaukee, State of Wisconsin. And if there's an opportunity to have fans in Fiserv in a healthy, safe way, we'll do it. We'll do it when we can. And I can tell you that we'll be really, really excited for that opportunity when and if it comes about, because we love our fans and we love our building when it's full and rocking.
Yeah, that is for sure. Let's hope that happens sooner rather than later. He is the general manager of your Milwaukee Bucks, John Horst, joining me here on the Bill Michaels Show. John, thank you so much, and don't be a stranger. Let's do it again when Bill is back from vacation.
Sounds great, Joe. Thanks so much. Go Bucks.
Yep, go Bucks indeed. Take care. There he is, John Horst, joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, they're hiring drivers right now. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. They've been doing it for 85 years. Again, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.